They're called echo boomers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The children of baby boomers will eventually resuscitate the pummeled U.S. housing market. That's according to Harvard University's State of the Nation's Housing 2009 report released today. The report says for now, limits on income and credit are keeping the housing glut going. Echo boomers are the generation entering the peak home buying and renting ages of 25 to 44. It may be scary to enter the housing market for some when there are questions about the future. A new report this morning from Charles Schwab says matching contributions to retirement accounts are disappearing fast. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The report says nearly a quarter of U.S. companies have eliminated 401k matching contributions. This is when companies deposit a certain percentage of your salary into a retirement account as long as you do the same thing. GM was one of the first big companies to do this back in October, and it seems it's become a very attractive option for others looking to save money while avoiding layoffs. Experts say firms that cut matching contributions in previous recessions did so only temporarily. That's because slashing the match can be devastating for employee morale and can erase the incentive for employees to contribute to their own retirement savings. In fact, today's study says 87% of respondents listed the matching contributions as the most important aspect of their 401ks. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Stocks all over the place. European shares are lower across the board right now, 1 to 2%. But in Asia, markets closed mostly up under a percent today. Wall Street finished Friday mixed. The S&P 500 gained a third of a percent. The NASDAQ was up a percent, and the Dow closed lower, barely, down 15 points to 85.39. Retail stocks ended the day on Friday on an up note, but when can we expect that sunny sentiment to show up at the cash register? Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
If only penny-pinching consumers had a little extra spending money, retail consultant Wendy Liebman says it wouldn't take much for it to start burning a hole in their pocket.
You know, they've just been so locked in, they feel like they've been hermits.
Liebman heads WSL Strategic Retail. Her research is detecting an ever-so-slight shift in consumer spending.
They're not cutting back as much as they were, and that's partly because they've cut back so much over the last 18 months. It's really just that the cutting back has been cut back, if you know what I mean.
That's a hopeful sign, but there's also a discouraging sign hanging over our heads that reads, buyers beware.
One in three tell us that they are very concerned about themselves or somebody in their family losing a job in the near future. So there is that real, it's not even underlying concern, it's really a fundamental concern.
And the rise in gas prices is diverting what might otherwise be extra spending money. So in spite of subtle shifts in some consumer confidence surveys, Liebman says it could take some time for that wishful thinking to really register. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Today, General Motors introduces its newest Buick. The Wall Street Journal reports bloggers and reporters will get to test drive the revamped 2010 LaCrosse in a few weeks. The paper also reports that GM is going to keep its advertising for that car and its others steady, even during the bankruptcy. The ad folks on Madison Avenue are breathing a sigh of relief. The company's advertising budget will stay between $40 and $50 million a month. General Motors had been the country's second largest advertiser, but last year it fell to number three behind Procter & Gamble and Verizon.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
Starting tomorrow, the U.S. Treasury is selling a weekly record $104 billion in 2-, 5-, and 7-year notes. That's to help finance some massive spending programs. And while treasuries in general are feeling the bite of the financial recession, long-term bonds are downright tanking. Ironic, because Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says long-term treasuries used to be the only asset that produced a decent return. He joins us this morning. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So explain these bonds and why are they so important to us?
The 10-year bond is especially important because fixed rate mortgages are based on the 10-year bond. So the higher it is, the higher mortgage rates are. The lower it is, the lower mortgage rates are, and presumably the better it is for house prices. And the Fed is running around trying to keep it down. The 30-year rate matters for a whole lot of insurance companies, and also if you're like me and an optimist, you know, when you retire, you might want to have income for the rest of your life.
But what causes these rates to go up and down?
Well, it depends. If you believe what you read and hear, it's investors' view of inflation, which I think is generally nonsense. I think what causes it to go up and down is what causes everything in a market to go up and down, which is supply and demand and various trading strategies.
So given all this information that we have, I mean, why are these long-term Treasury bonds just tanking right now? I mean, it wasn't doing this last year.
Well, one of the reasons they're tanking is they did so well last year. If you owned a 0-10-year Treasury, it went up 23% last year. The 30-year went up 45% this year, and that's because rates went down. Rates went down because people were panicking and running into Treasuries. Now that there are green shoots and people are starting to actually look at the numbers coming out of the federal budget, now suddenly a lot of the emergency money and now some of the regular money is leaving. So the 10-year zero, the last time I looked late last week, it was down 11% on the year, you know, which is down a lot.
So then you could say it's panic versus reality?
Well, yeah. Last year there was a panic and everybody wanted into these bonds. Now they want out. Or to use the terrible analogy, last year Treasuries were the greatest thing since sliced bread. And this year so far they've been toast.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us this morning. Alan, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Steve.
Hey, share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jago's there. And our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.